Oh, crud bucket. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Watch out, we're on the radio.
That's the thing. Working in the radio industry, one of the hardest parts of this job is training yourself not to swear on the air.
Yeah, and it never really
for
clicks.
Real.
Yeah. I'm still sometimes.
I'm still swearing in my head right now.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe what I'm calling you, Jeff.
I can only imagine. I remember Jose swore on your first day with the show.
Oh, yes.
Multiple times on the air.
Oh, my God.
I did. Well, I was just a comedian off the streets, and you did some crazy stuff. I don't remember what it was, but I legitimately was like, and just let it fly.
And just the other day, Brooke had to be bleeped while we were recording a second date update.
Yeah, Brooke!
I felt like it was appropriate.
Well, I know. Usually she saves the anger for when she gets home to take it out on her husband, but it came out on the air, so things happen. But that's why for us, it's really useful to find appropriate PC ways to say inappropriate things.
God, and having two little kids at home like I do, I need these.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because my daughter just told me, Mommy, you can't say the F word.
They know.
We're there.
Yep.
Shoot.
They're holding you to standards
Ouch.
Now.
She just cut your vocabulary in half.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, we just came across a survey that asked people to share the greatest G-rated insults that are battle-tested and still family-approved.
Oh, okay.
I can't even, fathom any of them.
I'm sure we're not the only ones who would benefit from this, too. I bet a lot of our listeners would love to find some creative, family-friendly insults when they need to use them.
Yeah, get to the point.
So let's go over some of the best ones. Number 10, you couldn't pour water out of a boot if the instructions were on the bottom.
Wait, that's the insult?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a long one.
Yeah.
I like one word type insults better,
these are
this is raising my bar.
Yes. So that's how you call someone a dummy.
Okay, you couldn't pour water
you
out of a
boot. You couldn't pour water out of a boot if the instructions were on the bottom.
And that would work, because I do feel stupid. It took me 30 seconds to dissect that. I'm like, wait a minute. But if it's on the bottom, then
I would just tilt it up and look
it.
At...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Ugly. Then walk away.
Number 9 says, my brother once drunkenly called someone a non-essential vitamin.
Ooh, I felt that.
I did too.
Imagine if you're like, you non-essential vitamin.
Ooh, number 8 on the list. Here's a good one to use on family members. It says, every time I do something dumb and my dad calls me out on it, I just say, it's hereditary.
Oh, that's a good burn.
That stings.
My daughter always says, well, you chose to have kids.
Oh.
That's really good.
Yes.
No, that's when you're like, well, maybe you were an accident.
But not little a-holes, is what I say.
You can always give them up, too.
Yeah.
That's true.
Number 7 is, you have the communication skills of an alarm clock. That's a pretty good one.
That's really good.
That hurts. Yeah.
I like how all of these you have to process for a second and you're like, that's a thing.
I know.
Okay.
But you're as relevant as a fax machine. No? Okay. I'm going to try. I'm going to keep trying.
Let's keep going. Right. Number 6. Your life is so sad. I got a charity tax break just from hanging out with you.
Oh, dude.
That hurt. I just heard the Sarah McLachlan song playing in the background.
Yeah, that's a bad troll.
We're going over some of the best G-rated insults that you can use when you want to win an argument and not come across looking like a total turd muffin. Number 5, a young woman was being very rude to the restaurant staff and an old lady overheard her and said, oh, honey, you're not pretty enough to be acting like that. That's a classic. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good.
Number 4, your life is more about regret management than goal achievement, isn't it?
Ooh, you're just a big old mess up.
Yeah, that one's for someone who, works in the tech industry, I feel like.
Number 3 says, I don't know what your problem is, but I bet it's hard to pronounce. Number 2 says, if you were a spice, you'd be flour.
Ooh, burn.
It's all purpose. You're basic.
And the number 1 best G-rated insult is out of good old England.
Ooh.
It says, I once heard someone refer to a coffin in the most spectacular way. It says, your mom looks older than me, Nan, and she's in a wooden onesie.
And you can only say that if you do a fake English accent while you're doing it.
You're a little wooden onesie, are you?
Yeah.
Man, the British people are so good with these insults.
They really are, dude.
Oh, they've mastered the language.
Yeah.
Here's a bonus one. You're more disappointing than an unsalted pretzel.
Ooh, that is disappointing.
It hurts.
Essential to the pretzel.
Yeah, text into 78592 and tell us what's the best G-rated insult you know.
Ooh,
you're a gray sprinkle on a rainbow cupcake.
Oh, ouch, Jeffrey. Jeffrey.
Oh. Sorry, I had to go there. I apologize for that.
Yeah, I think that one should actually be bleeped out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You look like you came from the donation pile.
Jeez!
Or you got rejected from the donation
bin. Oh, God.
Sorry.
Okay, I got to go cry in the other room after that one. But your phone tap's coming up right after this.